107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always something unique, great screenings, and so much more with Stratford Film Festival. Megan Smith-Harris joins us in the studio with an interesting collab that's coming up. Megan, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jamie. Thank you for having me.
Now, Megan, how was Bad Shabbos?
Bad Shabbos was awesome. We had two screenings. People really, really laughed. They had a great time. A friend of mine was coming to the second screen, and she saw people coming out of the first screen, and she goes, I can't wait. Every single person had a big smile on their face. So it was really fun. And I'm always on the lookout for comedies because, come on, we all need a laugh.
Absolutely. And this is a very unique collab that's coming up, a unique screening that's happening with the Stratford Film Festival. What's going on here?
Yeah, the wonderful Eileen Smith, who founded SpringWorks and has the upcoming World in a Weekend International Puppet Festival coming up after, the following weekend. So we've been chatting, and I'm all about collaborating and elevating other cultural organizations in town and seeing what we can do. And we decided it would be kind of fun to do something called The Art of Stop Motion.
All right.
So we're going to be showing a collection of stop motion films from different eras and different times and talking about that. And for those of you who don't know what stop motion is, think of Wallace and Gromit, where they're kind of endearing characters, and it can be very poignant, and it can also be quite funny and charming. And so like that. That's what we're doing.
I love it.
And we have some great gems from the National Film Board, including one from 1977. We have one very prescient short called Subservience from 1984 that kind of will ring true about the kind of 1% and how they take advantage of the the rest of us.
Yeah, shall we say.
And some of these are done, some have dialogue, some don't. Yeah. And they it's amazing that they can tell these really deep stories in short periods of time with no dialogue.
Yeah.
And it's just, are you familiar with stop motion?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with Wallace and Gromit and all of that. And the one is called The Passion and Puppetry of Ronnie Burkett. And that's a Canadian film.
Well, the one about Ronnie Burkett is actually a short documentary.
Okay.
It has puppets in it. It opens with him actually at his incredible puppet making studio.
Wow.
Which is a huge room. He comes from Medicine Hat, Alberta, and I believe he still lives there. And he talks about how, as a kid who was a little different, he didn't really fit in, and he was looking at a shelf of books, and he saw the letter P, and there was one on puppetry, and he pulled it out. He said, I'm going to choose a book starting with P, and he pulled it out on puppetry, and that was it. And he's made it his life's work. He's very highly regarded, very talented, and I thought this was a uniquely Canadian story. He's funny. He shows you some of his characters.
And well, the characters can be stop motion. Anything can happen here.
Has some very funny characters, and I thought it was a good introduction, so we're going to start the program with that.
Okay, excellent. And that's the fascinating thing, chatting with Eileen Smith with SpringWorks Festival. It is incredible how puppetry is so popular around the world, and it comes to us on many different levels. Of course, it can be for kids, but not necessarily for kids.
Exactly.
Teaching life lessons, and it's absolutely a fascinating world, if you will.
Well, and also when you do stop motion, it's 24 frames per second in film, right? Mm-hmm. So we're basically doing a series of photographs and speeding them up to convince our minds and what we see that it is fluid movement. So think about that. When you're making stop motion, you have to have 24 different photographs of something incrementally moving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, actually, Jamie, because these are not for young children. We've really programmed for adults. I would say it would be okay for kids 11 and up with parental guidance.
Okay.
Because there are some dark themes in some of them. There's also, we have a celebrity with Meryl Streep voices the main character.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In one called Higgledy Piggledy Pop. And that is the adaptation of a book by Morris Sendak. And it's got some other celebrity voiceovers. We've got Spike Jonze, the famous director. Spike Jonze, who adapted Where the Wild Things Are, another Morris Sendak book.
Mm.
He plays a plant. And then Forrest Whitaker, he plays a scary lion in the basement.
There you go.
But Meryl Streep plays a dog named Jenny. And it's kind of, it's quirky and dark and weird. And so it seems like it's a children's thing, but it's really kind of not. Mm. And it's a little out there, but it's fun. It's, and that one's 24 minutes
long. Yeah. And what a unique opportunity to see these films, these short films, all in one place. Again, sort of spotlighting stop motion, puppetry, that sort of thing. What a neat collaboration, too, with SpringWorks Festival.
Yeah. Well, Eileen inspires me, and yeah, they do great programs. And we thought this would be kind of a good preview kickoff for what she's doing. And we're going to be talking to her after the film. We're also going to be talking to, she's going to be telling us what's happening with her program and talking about puppetry and the history of puppetry, which is, I learned a lot. Yeah, I was talking to her the other night, and she shared so much with me. And I thought this would be interesting for our audiences. And then we'll also be talking to a representative from the Stratford Perth Museum about their new exhibit. And that's called Till the Curtains Rise. And it's about vaudeville and puppets and Stratford and touring the world at the turn of the century.
Wow.
And that ties in beautifully because stop motion is about, the art form is about 100 years old.
100 years old?
Yes.
It goes back that far?
Yes,
my
does.
Gosh, I guess with film and with
right.
that idea.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm thinking back to the old Davy and Goliath days when I'm
oh, Davy. It was the only
myself.
Thing on Sunday mornings.
There you go. Again, this is called The Art of Stop Motion. It's 8 short films all in one spot, and it's one screening only, we should
one
mention.
One screening only, July 26, 4 p.m. At Stratford City Hall Auditorium. People can get tickets by going to our website, which is StratfordFilmFestival.com. Just go to upcoming events and you can watch a little trailer there to get a bit of a an idea of the kinds of films that we are going to be showing. It's interesting. And if you don't know much about this art film and you love film, I think you'll find it, there's something very endearing about stop motion. Mm-hmm. And so I think you will find it quite fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's all at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. And that is happening at one show only, 4 p.m. So you can get tickets right now.
You can get tickets right now.
All right. And we'll share the links and details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com with Stratford Film Festival teaming up with SpringWorks Festival. And they have got to World in a Weekend fast approaching too. Megan Smith-Harris with Stratford Film Festival. Anything else on the go?
Well, we're going to be announcing our festival picks in early September, so
okay.
keep listening for that. And there may be a surprise screening in August. I'm working on that. I will let you know, and I will barge back into your studio and tell you all about it.
With pleasure. Always a pleasure. Megan Smith-Harris. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Jamie.